Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Yes, indeed. Wake up, everybody. This is the voice of Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on republicbroadcasting.org. This is November 29th, 2009. And this is a live show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I wanted to make a mention of something that has been on my mind for a while, and I hope I can remember what it was because I lost my note. Here we go. I did a show. I've done three shows over the past year on deciphering of real hieroglyphics of various cultures concerning December 21st, 2012, and I've received several hundred emails on that on a cumulative basis, each show I get quite a few emails and questions. But I want to make a point that the Mayan decipher for December 21st, 2012, in their language and their what is called their image ideological poneglyphs, the one world is the underworld, dark force, and first father. These are the deciphered hieroglyphics within December 21st, 2012, of which other cultures have also deciphered onto the same day, where the astrological calendar for the past 6,000 years stops. And so you can make that what you will. I could do a whole show on the dark force, the first father in the underworld, based on many aspects of what we want to get into. But as you know, the whole concept of the contamination of the water supply and the food processes and the medical protocols was as part of a constitutional amendment has always been my position. And I talk about it as it is part of the format of things. So by the way, you can on Republic Broadcasting Network on the homepage cover, you can click on collateral health damage from chloramine. Chloramine causes collateral health damage, and I'll have about three sentences to add to that dissertation, and concerning the effect of the human biochemistry of the body being altered, and. By contaminated water and the processes of it and the contaminated food and the processes of it and the medical protocols and the processes of it. We will be back at the other end of the break and raise the bar on pharmaceutical testing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Dr. Wynn Porter, and I wanted to make a comment about a new discovery of a mutated gene. It's that produces an enzyme called IDH1, which is very important for developing brain tumors. And this particular gene system has changed the way the brain will process the chemical in the diagnosing of a brain tumor. And this particular discovery has many, many implications in terms of understanding the function of the brain as well. And which means that I'm using the left hand of God, my own left hand, not that I'm God, but it's the phrase to keep the government from using this in a bad way on this enzyme structure for the laser memory reading devices that are being invented to read your memory from a very big distance by changing this particular enzyme. And I want this research to go toward cancer. I don't want this research to go in the direction that big brothers want. Now, if you tie this in to the idea of the cost-effectiveness council for mentioning I had on the show last week, and of course it made national news, it had reached national news before I went on air. But the whole problem of doing pap smears and doing mammograms in a different age group, conceptual ideas, a cost-cutting system, you take enzyme systems and gene measuring tests will not be a part of Obamacare. And this is when I guess I'll just say I use my right hand. I'm trying to work to try to have the cost-effectiveness council, who gives advice on procedural advices on tests for clinical diagnosing. And I stand by what I originally said a long time ago, that we need a constitutional amendment to be able to have the mechanism and vote on the idea of being able to have medical protocols changed and for the better. But the government under John Holden, the Office of Science and Technology, does not want this, and this is under the control of population systems protocol. And the test that I'm very upset about that is going to be decreased in use is a C-reactive protein test on females. That's used on males as well, but it's used for heart evaluation, and it's a very effective test. There are a lot of medical people that feel the C-reactive protein wouldn't give that much information, and it, but it, none of the whole point, though, is that on gender, you have different enzyme systems by gender. And what the government wants to use is called the best evidence rule for the clinical testing system. And this is an agency called ARC that has their own lobby in Washington to try to have this socialized medicine system come in to control the C-reactive protein and not be able to use it. Of course, it this is, to me, straight out and right on top of the table is population control. And the Center for Medicine in Public Interest is a source point for some information on this. If you cut Medicare Advantage to 13 million people, which is the whole point of the new health care bill that's being put together by the Senate, if they went pass that through, then they have to merge it with the House bill, and then they vote on it. I only have two hands, and so I need the listeners who have their two hands to go in, and you need to talk to every talk show place that you can have. You need to go and call Washington and say you do not want this health bill as it stands, because the way of handling this kind of situation is to change the way the insurance is bought, developing of tort reform, have performance-based payment rather than the fee-for-service. That way the physicians can be paid, the hospitals can make their margin profit, and at the same time people can have the kind of care that is necessary to just stay alive. And the only point is that you take out some of these clinical tests, which I'll talk about on each show, but right now the C-reactive protein, the pap smear, and the mammogram, to be taken out of the equation for women is, to me, straight out no different than John Holdren's Office of Technologies are saying the taking away and the limitations of birth based upon physiological control, based upon the One World Order, which is to be discussed in Copenhagen. And this is, of course, called, when John Holdren first put this idea out in 1977, on page 942 to 943, of eco-science. He called it the planetary regime. And the idea is to control the economy and dictate the force, the number of children to be born. And the idea behind this is to determine the international super agency for population, resources, and environment. Quote again, such a comprehensive planetary regime could control the development and administration of all natural resources, renewable and non-renewable, at least insofar as the international implication exists. So thus, the regime would have the power to control population not only in the atmosphere through chemical process, but also in the freshwater bodies and rivers and lakes that cross the international borders that discharge into the oceans. This is, unquote, this is the other reason that the United Nations calls me the water baron, because of my adamant objection to the United Nations owning our water supply. Quote from John Holdren, Eagle Science, 1977, the regime might also be a logical central agency for regulating international trade, including all food on the international market. Unquote. And the planetary regime might be given responsibility for determining the optimum population of the world for each region and for arbitrating various countries' shares within their regional limits. The control of the population size might remain the responsibility of each government, but the planetary regime should have the same power to enforce the agreed limits. This is in Copenhagen in a week and a half. The planetary regime. It's called a little differently, but it's the planetary regime template. And the purpose of being able to control on the food, of course, is part of my Parker Pathways hour today concerning the control of the climate, how it's being manipulated by fraudulent scientific data, which I've discussed many times on my show on republicbroadcasting.org. But the food and how it's being invested in by financial investors is something I want to mention and talk about today, if we have the time that we need to have. And the whole process of controlling the clinical trials for medicine in terms of being able to match it with the assimilation of different types of foods that are only available for certain people. Number two, countries buying other countries for the growth of food, which I hope I'm able to mention and get into today. And the process of the Universal Ishangala Climate Research Unit in Britain and the manipulation of that data in terms of what is really called a fraud. Listeners that have emailed me have said that if there should be a way for Al Gore and his group and the One World Order people, which are under the guise of Little David, that's what it's called. And of course, I do not know, with all the contacts that I have, I don't know who Little David is. But one day I'll find out. At one time, Little David was the former Nazi Gestapo to Hitler, second in command, Adenauer, and he went on to become a leader in Austria, and he was Little David. And the whole process of the running of the world in these processes only comprised 9 to 12 people. So the manipulation of the planetary regime, which John Holdren, who is now the Office of Technology Czar for Obama, make no mistake, this is a real-world plan, a real-world implementation, and it's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Design combines the age-old process of micropore
filtration. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is Parker Pet Boys, Dr. Wynn Parker, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Just mention that the global warming legislation and the cap and trade system that's going on in the United States has a, from what I have felt from the very beginning, and I remember having that data in terms of climate change mathematics that had been shown to not be valid, and of course Al Gore personally said any one of us that the process of being able to determine this mathematics, I've forgotten some of the names, character assassination, but the problem here is the carbon dioxide emissions from humans into the atmosphere eliminates the concept that that the institute in at the University of East Anglia in England is taking out the medieval warm period, an area, you know, this is the time when temperatures would have been higher than today's, and of course this comes out in dinosaur eggs that have been discovered, even petrified forest. Trees that have been analyzed, and of course the mole, which is a drilling of a hole into the crust of the earth under the ocean, where you can tell what the temperatures were and where they're going by the present sediment in the geology. We have a caller from Utah. Caller from Utah. Who is this?
Hey, Dr. Parker. It's actually Sheldon in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, Sheldon in Tucson, Arizona. Thank you.
Okay. I had sent you an email or two that you never replied to. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but this is the first time I've called into your show. I don't really listen to you, but I'm aware of who you are through Melody in Colorado. I sort of want to go off topic a little bit. It's sort of noteworthy, though, due to the high strangeness of this topic. What is your knowledge or experience of the deep underground military base outside Dulce, New Mexico? And can you authenticate the existence of the base?
First of all, I want to mention that I get a lot of emails and I save them. And just because I haven't answered you at this moment, I will. I'm down to about 2,000 emails left. Really? Because I get about 2,000 emails a show, so I work it through, you know. And no one gets neglected. Just is only, you know. I respect everybody's opinion. I remember doing some work on the New Mexico story. And what you're asking is if there is a underground base there.
Yeah, inside the Archuleta Mesa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they have I don't have any of that data in front of me. But to go back on that point, there's always been noises and hums there. And there have been a lot of people who just won't go there. there's like some animals, for instance, and the American Indians who live in that part of the area will not go there. And I think that one time there was the aspect that was a underground extraterrestrial base. That was one theory. And but I don't have all of the data in front of me. Did you think that there's a base there?
I'm firmly convinced there is. I mean, the people that have either allegedly been inside the base or have deep, intimate knowledge of helping build the base or whatever have either disappeared or been murdered or institutionalized. And I personally knew of a woman named Krista Tilton. She claims to have been taken inside the base. And the reason I'm calling is because Melody got the impression from a few months ago when she called into your show that you were somehow convinced that the base is for real.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on some territory here about it in mind work. You see what happens with these kinds of things is that there's a reason why these bases exist. They have to go back, you almost have to go back hundreds of years in order to make it work, to understand it. When you study hieroglyphics and the process of it and trace it into what's been seen, what's been painted in oil paintings at the Vatican, what's been uncovered in Russia, what's been uncovered in South America, and you put all these things together, you can't help but come away with a possibility that we have visitors. You know what I mean?
All right, there's a strange underground murals at the Denver airport as well.
Oh, yes. Very interesting you brought that up. Would you stay on the line for a minute?
Sure.
Thank you, Sheldon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And this is republicbroadcasting.org, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And Sheldon, are you still there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Good. Listen, I only have a couple minutes because I have an enormous amount of topics to cover, but I'm going to put it to you this way. I may go back and do more information about, because I have a lot of information about this subject. But understand, if I can just have an open mind session, just you and me talking for a minute.
Sure.
This subject has been a part of informational suppression for a long time, and it's been part of the government policy. You're not even supposed to talk about it. I can remember a long time ago when I had to sign documents that say that I would never again talk about the work that I did with other people. And you sign these documents and you know that you're never to talk about them. And but what's happening is that if you start with an assumption that there is some strange things that go on this earth, there are people who see things coming out of the oceans, coming out of the mountains, doing all kinds of things. And you say, well, that, you know, that isn't a good point of view because people are hallucinating. Or as the thought czar of Obama as a thought czar, whose whole position in life is to have keywords, along with Sustrin, who is wrote the book Nudge, whose whole position is to force people into thinking in different ways, in groupthink, it's called, for the social planning of the Earth. Now, let's take that piece of all information and just put it into the other aspect I mentioned at the beginning of the show about the Mayan deciphers for December 21st, 2012. Not that I consider that the Earth is going to end at that time, but their keywords are underworld, dark force, first father. Those are hieroglyphics. It took approximately, to decipher those hieroglyphics, approximately 30 years. Work has been done by anthropologists, people who are working in codes, all kinds of people contributed to that work. Now you take that piece of information and you add it to another piece of information, which is in an area where Russia, during the time of the missile crisis, they had their underground system for dismantling UFOs. And I saw that facility. It had been abandoned. But as far as I was concerned, I'll just put it to you this way, Sheldon. The hieroglyphics and the works that were there still remained. And as far as I'm concerned, I add that piece of information and you add it to what's painted in the Vatican, in the hallway, which has been there for hundreds of years, and see the spaceships and the rest of it. You add all this together and you say, well, there's got to be something that's going on here. And, you know, you just leave it. Just say that you're an average person. You're just saying, well, there's something that's going on here. I mean, why would somebody go to that trouble where the Russians wanted to draw UFOs to Russia so that they could get some technology to make a better missile? And that's documented. So Americans were doing the same thing. And there's those parts of things you're not supposed to talk about, you know, at all. But I look at it this way, that if you look at the evolution of knowledge over a period of time, there's a huge jump in knowledge at certain 3,000-year cycles. And if you, like right now, there's 346 exoplanets that have been discovered. In other words, planets that have a potential to be like Earth. Those have been discovered. There are four stellar constellations that are completely similar to ours. There are four. They've been discovered. There are three, the figure that I was going to, I've been trying to talk about this for four shows, but I never had the time. And about 4,000 suspicious exoplanets that are not like Earth, but are something's going on.
Yeah, I hear Professor Jim McCanney talk a lot along those themes. He calls them Planet X type objects.
Yeah, and so when you get all this information together, you cannot help even if you look at Aboriginal art, or if you look at, from Australia, or if you look from the American Indian cultures and their symbologies that they put together, and even the Mayan culture, which is very highly documented about people coming on and off the Earth, and you know, and even their drawings are spaceship oriented, you know, and on their tombs. But the thing is that I look at it this way, that this is all important. How it's important, I'm not sure. But I do think that the Homo sapien on this planet owes something in the gene pool to what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I believe what John Lear's been putting out, that there's a secret parallel military space program going on, and the space shuttle is being used as a cover for what they're really doing. And I know a guy locked up right now in a California prison. He's in there in for life without parole because he was involved in some type of space battle out It's called the Battle of Vesta out in the asteroid belt around Jupiter, I believe. And they framed this guy. They falsely incarcerated him for life in prison, and he claims to have been involved in some type of space war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's, you know, it's like you have to believe what you have to believe in order to have your own survival come ahead at the time to believe in religious beliefs and the process of it. And religion has for a long time kept science out of the playbook. But you know, that's because they want people to believe in religion. Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is where I'm coming from, I look upon this as a contribution for living in a new gene pool concept. In other words, the way I've always maintained, and I know that I'm right clinically, that the human beings on this planet are losing their immune system by just pure chemistry and gene manipulations. And that's going on. I mean, that's absolutely the way it is. That's why we have diseases that we can't account for. We've got all kinds of problems in trying to work this out. But the thing is here, what I'm concerned about is the dark forces. You know, why would the Mayans spend 2,000 years with hieroglyphics and come up with a code system for December 21st, 2012 as dark force? What the hell is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? And why would they use it? The other key word is underworld. And why would they use the First Father, who absolutely, by the way, is carved in on the sundial, which you can see at the University of Mexico Museum in Mexico City? So there's something going on that we need to pay attention to. And I feel that people should not discount the hums they feel around Santa Fe, for instance, or there's something going on this earth that we need to pay attention to that has another dimension, if you will. Because if human beings can invent three dimension holograms and go to the fourth dimension holograms, which have already been invented that the public doesn't know about, and realize that you can see within another framework of a brain in a fourth dimension, which has already been scientifically shown but the public doesn't know about, and how is it that it's possible to know these things and feel that, well, like they did with the little colonels in the army during the Second World War, and said, well, we invented plastics, and it was a separate invention. It wasn't from the extraterrestrials. This argument's still going on in the military. But why is it that plastics showed up one day on somebody's workbench at Grumman Lockheed? How'd that happen? And I can remember Howard Hughes in the process of this. I'm probably one of the few human beings that have this Howard Hughes connection. But I was told some stuff, and I will never, never reveal, but I will educate. And that's just where I'll leave it. And I know this is way beyond my showtime on this thing, but I consider your question incredibly important because we need to have an open mind. We've closed our mind to things. You know what I mean, Shelton?
Yeah, well, I've always been a pretty open-minded person. I also like to add that at least one or two of the people that intimately knew about the Dulce base believe that there is a biogenetic research going on there, and it may tie into some of the things you're trying to disclose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of things going on there, and
cattle mutilations. I think the military is behind that, part of their German warfare experiments.
Yeah, well, I won't say that that's true, but I do know that there's some very strange things that go on with those ranchers up in Colorado. I know that.
Oh, there's a new set of mutilations, cow mutilations, that just took place northeast of Dulce here within the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going on.
Yeah. Well, listen, Sheldon, I have to go now. But
yeah, it was great talking to you.
Yeah, and thank you so much. And you call again, Sheldon.
Will do.
I wanted to get into the template that for the Global Energy Balance and Civilization's Contribution, which is part of the mathematical template used for manipulation of the climate and the energy balance for population control. This is a calculation which is called the energy balance formulation, which is being used and covered up by the climate researchers. This is something the public has not had in exposed out. They're just talking about emails and the fraud that's involved in it. The formula that's being used is that is based on mean surface temperature. It's SC plus M equals SCA plus 4CRO, and that's pi T4. And what this means simply is that the Earth is has a solar constant, which is S multiplied by the cross-section C of the Earth. And this presents to the Sun this energy input, which is M. So if you include the tides, the geothermal energy, and the heat dissipation from human activity, the process of the right side of the equation, which is SCA, which stands for reflected sunlight, and the A stands for the constant for what's called the Stefan-Boltzmann radiation law. Now, in physics, we learned that the radiation law was based on a representation of effective emissivity. In other words, it's called a fudge factor in physics. And this corrects for any neglecting effects of the atmosphere. And it really does most of the Earth's atmosphere system's radiation to space. So that at a temperature, let's say, a 24 degrees centigrade is lower than the average surface temperature. So therefore, any process by which man would be contributing to, as human energy, to the process of reflected, the Stefan-Boltzmann radiation law, would only be at a growth rate at maximum, no matter, even at the present population, would be at 5% per year for 2,005 years in order to make one centigrade change in the Earth's temperature. Now, that's the real world, listeners, in terms of the fact that thing and the process of this whole place, this is based upon, of course, the rest of the application of the formula, it would require an additional four doublings of every 1 degree centigrade, which would be 56 years at 5% a year, as best I can calculate, in terms of how humans would have to increase their energy. In other words, you'd have to take one person's kilocalorie base, based upon the process of this bogus idea of the methane extraction of humans and animals, to get the 1/2 degree centigrade increase. So the process of how they hid the formulations in terms of this in the climate system that they were trying to hide for the global warming is based upon the idea of saying this is the following thing. They would say, well, there are more species that are now in trouble because of the changing climates, climate. Yet at the same time, there's science expositions that there are millions of species of animals that have been discovered under the ocean that they didn't even know about. And the whole, let's say that the Janos Pastor at the advice of the United Nations Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, and they're saying, well, we're in more trouble. Janos Pastor is saying, well, he has the climate advisor, that the temperature over the past 12 years are 4/10 of a degree warmer than a dozen years ago leading up to 1997. Well, the whole point is it would take 56 years to have a 1/10 degree change if you took increase the energy copulation process of reproduction of people at a higher rate. You would have to have each person have 11 children within impossible year time for each person on the earth to make that change. So that's the real world, listeners. That's the real world. So I would say you perpetuate a fraud of that kind, Al Gore should return his money. That's just my opinion. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is Barbara Pathways, and wanted to make a quick mention about the health insurance bill being considered constitutional, and the way people are trying to scramble this is that they have the Commerce Clause as in the Constitution, the idea what the government did. They said anything above 14% in terms it had to be controlled by the Budget Act would put it under the Commerce Clause, which made it constitutional. That's their reasoning. They're using a 1942 case of Wickard versus Filburn. This is an activity, quote, may be local, though it may not be regarded as commerce. It's still, whatever its nature, be reached by Congress if it exerts a substantial economic effect on interstate commerce. In other words, they're using this 1942 case to justify the idea that this is a constitutional process. This is absolutely unbelievably bogus, because the fact of being able to have to buy the process of which you are on and at the same time tax added in the bill as it stands, in the health care bill as it stands, is an individual tax as much as 8% of income. There's a $28 billion employee mandate tax. There's a 40% Cadillac excise tax, a $6.7 billion annual tax on private health insurance firms alone. And then there's $2.3 billion annual tax on the innovative drug companies. And then there's a $2 billion tax on medical device manufacturers, the very thing that I'm talking about in terms of this new genetic code system for brain tumors. And then there's a would not happen. In other words, they'd have to pay a 17% tax on the research development. Think of how many people will die at the other end of that. That's not making up figures. That's doing figures. And the health insurance accounting system would have a savings account that's taxable. And here's the point. It would prohibit on using pre-tax dollars for most of the over-counter medicines, which would absolutely eliminate the process of the generic drugs being implemented unless it's assigned by the government itself. And then there's a $54 billion Medicare payroll tax hike, which is an increase of the process where a family of three earning 300% of the poverty level and just under $55,000 will pay a 12% of its income on premiums. That's nearly $6,600. And, of course, if you have 400% of property at $73,000, a family of three will pay $8,800 increase. That is the process of this. And the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, to get health care credits, even though they are illegal in this country, will receive health care credits into the present health bill as it's written. Section 301, the health care exchange system, which will force the exchanges of health care participants into different insurance. Section 342, verification of methods on the clinical trials, which is exactly what I was inferring at the beginning of this hour. And Section 521 is of the present health care bill is the small business would get a credit for illegal immigrants. In other words, if you paid for the illegal immigrants' health care bill system as it's written now to get health care credits, then the small business gets a credit for it. And then there's a small business surtax, for which is a health tax, and then on top of that, tacked into this health care bill is a surtax for the present war we're on in the tax bill. And this surtax is added onto that. Then you got the value-added tax, which is being discussed in the Senate and is already into the health care bill in the House. And the idea of the value-added tax is taxes all along the line in terms of the procedures.